now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
You may have heard of the so-called gig economy, the one in which people earn money not at regular jobs, but by occasionally engaging in activities that generate income for them. Recent research indicates that the gig economy is particularly important to growing numbers of retirees who are looking to expand their incomes without committing themselves to a demanding employer. According to a 2017 Prudential Financial Survey, approximately 31% of workers who only work in the gig economy are baby boomers. What's more, 34% of these workers consider themselves retired. When many people think about the gig economy, they may have a tendency to think of Uber and Lyft drivers, those folks who earn extra cash by supplying rides to passengers. But there are many other types of gigs, including tutors in math, swimming, skiing, or in many other categories. Tour guides are also considered to be a part of the gig economy and are particularly active in destinations like Washington, D.C. and San Francisco. Photographers, handymen and women, and babysitters are also considered elements of the burgeoning gig economy. One can also be a host by renting out a room in a first or second home via Airbnb or some other similarly situated service. There are also online retailers who sell what's in their closets. For retirees or near retirees, a lifetime of collecting odds and ends can translate into a large inventory of product that can be sold on eBay or on other platforms. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Ani Bon Basu.